Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the tally at the polls yesterday, 85% of voters deciding that Frank White should go from his job as county executive, and that's where it stands now. A special guest with us to give us some insight, Dave Helling, veteran journalist in Kansas City, now retired. Dave, thanks for making the time.
Yeah, very veteran journalist.
I meant that as the best compliment ever.
Yeah.
Dave, what was Frank White's undoing?
Well, it was when you lose by 70 points, there are a lot of things wrong. It isn't any one thing that that he may have done wrong. I think, you know, Jamie, he lacked a natural constituency. It wasn't as if he had some, you know, there was no Frank White machine that could get out the vote. So I think that was a problem. He was very uncommunicative with the public. You know, he declined interviews all the time and rarely sort of spoke with reporters,
people. We know he declined interviews.
Yeah. And now the public knows that. And then, of course, in the last 2 weeks, he went on an offensive to talk to the media, which probably, you know, people sort of saw through that. And then he, of course, had problems with the appraisal process in Jackson County, the stadium negotiations. You know, the county executive job is not that difficult. The county only has a couple of things it needs to do, including collecting taxes, running a jail, and he just didn't do a very good job at either and didn't have any sort of support other than his fame. You know, he was very well known as a player for the Royals, but beyond that, he didn't have anything to fall back on, and he got crushed on Tuesday.
Yeah, Dave, it's crazy you say that. I've thought that, too, is how hard could this job have possibly been? And yet he somehow managed to not even do most of what he was supposed to be doing. He wasn't showing up for meetings.
Yeah, right. Although, remember, he's an executive. You know, nobody expects the governor to show up in the Senate, for example. And the county executive job in Jackson County is very much more administrative than anything else. But if that's the case, you got to be a good administrator. And in fact, on the very basic tasks that the county does, the failure was evident. I mean, the appraisal process is a disaster, has been for many years. He didn't really do much to fix it, try to fix it. The budget impasse that he had with the county legislature didn't help anyone or anything. It's hard to point to any one thing that Frank White made better in Jackson County. And when you go to voters in that kind of situation, they're going to render their judgment, and they did. One other quick thing, I would sure hate to be an incumbent next year. I think voter anger is sky high. Yeah. I don't think the voting public in Jackson County was really ready to listen to Frank White. They just said, look, you've had your chance, you didn't do well, and you're out of here, and other incumbents should take note.
Dave, I want to ask you about two announcements that Frank White made late in the game here as we neared election day. The fact that he was not going to run for re-election, probably I won't run for re-election, and that he had been ill for quite some time. And the skeptic in me looked at those two things going, these are political moves to try to influence the vote. What did you make of that?
Well, certainly the promise not to run again, the sort of promise not to run again, was politically motivated. His illness is his illness, and you don't want to be critical of that in any way. But
right.
That isn't a reason for people to go to the polls in September. You know, in no other election on the ballot, and to sort of get out of their homes and say, well, I'll vote for a guy because he has an illness, just probably won't work when you have this background of all the failures in his administration. And he never made the case. He should have started years ago making the case for a revised appraisal process and worked harder on the Chiefs and Royals instead of just saying no to everything. The county jail is over budget. It's mm-hmm. smaller than it was supposed to be. That was a problem for Frank White. It's just they all sort of piled up, and there was no real reason to vote to keep him on.
We're talking with Dave Helling, retired from the Kansas City Star, still very close to paying attention to what's going on politically. I want to look forward a little bit and talk about the process going forward. Is there an obvious standout to you in the pool of names who could be next as county executive?
Well, no. You guys know this well. The pushing and shoving has already started, right, among the potential candidates. You know, frankly, I would hope that they would find someone, at least for this first interim position, who is non-controversial and non-political. I mean, the clock is ticking on a lot of things in Jackson County, particularly the stadium negotiations. And if there's a long, drawn-out political battle over this position, whoever wins will have just a few weeks to figure some things out, and that's not going to be good for the county in any way. So, I think the early favorite might be Daron McGee, who is the current chairman of the legislature. He clearly wants the job, but already criticism of him is emerging in some mm-hmm. parts of Jackson County. So, it may be a better idea to pick a non-controversial person first, and then you have 30 days to pick someone who can serve out the rest of White's term through the end of 2026. That person would have be the favorite for election to a full term in November of next year. So that lobbying will be fierce as well. When a job like this comes open, the pushing and shoving starts, and it's well underway in Jackson County.
Yeah, Dave, we had Sean Smith on with us last hour, and he said he would prefer somebody to step into the interim role who isn't planning on running for election. How likely do you think that is?
Well, I don't, for a 30-day maximum term, it's possible. I mean, you could find people who would say, hey, look, I'll go down there and do this for a month as sort of a civic gesture. And I don't think that would be particularly difficult. I don't have any names at hand, but there would be people who would step up for that and then say, hey, I'm not a candidate for the full-time job. That would give everybody some breathing room to pick someone for the next year that may have some experience in county government and would be a good person. But whether the legislature and Daron McGee, who will pick this, short-termer, are on the same wavelength is not clear at all. And so it may turn out to be more difficult to find that person than easy. I will also say I helped the Star write their editorial today about what's next. But we suggested, and I think this would be a good idea for Frank White to resign immediately. I mean, he's still got some court cases going on and pushing and shoving, but the verdict was so clear. A 70-point margin that it makes it seem to us the most sense for Frank White to say, okay, I heard the voters, I'm through, And that way you could get the process rolling, because, you know, it's the end of the year. The holidays are coming. The stadium negotiations are reaching a critical point. The budget is on the table for Jackson County for next year, for 2026. So, you know, maybe if you could get a quick resignation and then an interim non-controversial person, that would be the best scenario. Whether that happens or not isn't clear at all.
Dave, I want to talk about the process for a second, about how monumental it is that this process, which, as Sean Smith pointed out, started Labor Day 2023 when those assessments came out and people were doing math and all eyes looked to Frank White. The fact that over the course of 2 years, this was a grassroots effort to get the needed signatures on petitions, and that worked. It's kind of cool to see the process work like that.
Yeah, I mean, recall is and impeachment, which is a very similar process involving the legislature and not the voters, of course. That's pretty much the most extreme response you can have to a person in office is to, you know, remove them before the term is up. And so you only want to save it for very important things. And it's rarely been used, of course, in our area. And certainly no county executive has ever been ousted that way in Jackson County before. So you know, you do fear a little bit, Jamie, that the next man or woman who takes that job could face a recall as well. And then you really do have a problem over a long period of time in a lack of faith in government. So you want to be careful. Having said that, Frank White could have seen the warning signs coming and just chose not to act. Now, can I say this? You guys, I'm sure, have talked about the property tax crisis.
I live in Jackson County. Are you kidding?
Ad nauseum.
Yeah, some of it is not. It isn't all Frank White's fault.
Right.
In the first place, home values have gone up. You know, stunning. It costs more to buy a house than it used to. And that's a problem all over the country. And there are property tax disputes in virtually every county in America for that reason. Values are going up. People hate property taxes, hate them, because your tax bill goes up even though you don't realize any profit from your home until you sell it. So you know, some of this was unavoidable. Some of it was not. And he should have seen it coming. The people around him should have seen it coming and have moved more proactively to work with homeowners rather than to sort of constantly oppose, and businesses too, constantly oppose any potential remedy. That was just that was just a really bad politics all the way around.
Well,
yeah, because it's not that the property taxes went up. I mean, they went up 30%. So that's
for some people, they went up 100% or more.
Right. I'm saying on average, it was 30%. So that was a problem. It was just, like you said, the way he handled it, that was so almost baffling. Like, it was almost antagonistic, where it came off as he didn't care that the property taxes were going up and he wasn't going to take any accountability for it. For the way the assessments were done was kind of a mess. And then the appeals process, where they literally, when they sent him out this year, said, hey, you can appeal, but guess what might happen if you appeal? Your property taxes might go up even more.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, Jonathan. It was mishandled in every way, even though he doesn't deserve the full blame for the problem. He deserves the full blame for not addressing it correctly, either politically or in policy terms. And so people saw no remedy. And by the way, it wasn't just this year. I mean, it's been past years too. He's been county executive for a decade. And still we face with these problems every time out. Now, will the replacement fix it? You know, do you fix it next year for, say, 2027 or 2029? That isn't clear to me. And you're going to have to involve the state legislature, and you're going to have to do a comprehensive review of the way that property taxes are levied in Jackson County. And that's going to take some time. I mean, it isn't as if you're going to swear in the new county executive and everybody's bills are going to be cut in half. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, that has to be job one for the replacement. It will be the topic of discussion in next year's county executive elections. And whoever wants that job, it better be ready with a good idea of how to improve the picture, because people are furious about their property tax issues.
Dave, before we let you go, the Jackson County Legislature, there are some supporters in that group of Dave Helling, of Frank White. We often saw votes that were separated on the line of Frank White supporters versus not. And it kept the legislature from getting some things done because they veto and then override the veto or not. In the absence of Frank White, will we see progress, do you think? Will we see this group work together a little more?
Well, I think you will, at least in the short term. I mean, I do think everybody has sort of, in Jackson County government anyway, has peered into the abyss and understands that the voters are really angry. And they're angry at Frank White, but they're angry at the legislature, too. And so I do think there'll be some sense of, hey, let's all hold hands and see what we can get accomplished. But frustration will grow. And the next, I hate to harp on this, but the stadium situation is really critical at this point, because Kansas has said their offer is on the table only until the end of the year. So that gives everybody about 10 weeks or 12 weeks to try and figure out if the Chiefs and the Royals will stay in Jackson County or in Kansas City. And that there's no margin for error there. It's not like, well, we'll just put this off for another year. I mean, the time for decision making is here. And when that happens, I do think that it's going to be tough to find consensus everywhere among all the players in that particular issue. But for the short term, yes, you'll see a lot of kind words said about a lot of people over the next month or two until it really gets gritty again at the first of the year.
All right. Veteran Kansas City Star editorial writer and columnist, or semi-retired, however you want to phrase your
term. He's trying.
All of those things and none of those things, Jonathan.
Yeah. How about regular panelists on Kansas City's PBS's Week in Review? How about that?
And fan of the show. Fan of the show.
Dave Helling, thank you so much for joining us here on Midday.
You bet, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Dave. Right. Have a great day.
All right, coming up, speaking of things people are furious about.
Oh, boy.
Parking tickets for the Chapel Roan show, which is, it's not going to be out at Arrowhead. It's not going to be at Kauffman. It's going to be at Union Station.
It's going to be at Liberty. Liberty Memorial.
Liberty Memorial.
The lawn.
But parking at Union Station, it's going for $45, $50 a spot.
$50 for parking?
Is that unreasonable in Kansas City? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the show that is going to be set for the Southeast Lawn of Liberty Memorial coming up on Friday and Saturday night. This is the show you can see. If you are an Uber or Lyft driver, I think that's a night that you would probably make a lot of money driving people back and forth to that show. Because Union Station put on their website last night, they put on social media, that event parking at the Union Station garage is going to be $50 for that show. It's also $45 somewhere else nearby. Mm-hmm. $50. Let me point out that if you are just going to Union Station and going to the garage just to go, it is normally $24 per day, the most. That's the most you're going to pay.
So it's event parking.
But then at the very bottom, it says event or prepay parking may be in effect. $50?
You're going to be mad at me, Jamie, but I actually don't think this is that bad at all.
Well, you can disagree with me. I still think $50 is too much.
I think this is exactly what you would expect. It's, first of all, she's only doing this show in Kansas City and I think two other places. This isn't like part of some giant tour. This is just select shows that she's doing. She's, you know, Taylor Swift might be bigger than her. But Chapel Roan is like the new thing. Like for me, it just sounds like Cyndi Lauper. Like I'm an old man. So to me, if you played this and told me, oh, have you heard Cyndi Lauper's new stuff? I go, oh, yeah. OK, cool. And they'd be like, no, this is Chapel Roan.
It's a good analogy. And she doesn't have a voice that is distinct to me. She doesn't have a sound that catches my ear at all.
But for whatever reason, she's the hot new thing. And when that happens, I just expect there to be huge costs associated with participating in the zeitgeist to making, you know, going out and feeling like you're part of the hot new thing. And $50 for parking is at Union Station, too. I mean, it's not like there's a ton of parking there.
And that's sort of what they're counting on. Sort of what they're taking advantage of a little bit is that there isn't a lot of parking. I mean, you've got the Circle Drive at Liberty Memorial. Good luck. I mean, you're going to need to get there the day before. And because you're right up against Pershing Road, there's no parking on that side. So you've either got the Union Station lot or you've got the Union Station garage or streetcar, which is what I think they're hoping a lot of people do, is take the streetcar and park somewhere else.
They painted it for Chapel Roan.
There aren't a lot of other options around there. How much is parking at a Chiefs game? 60?
It's a little over 50, with like some fees included. It's a little over 50 for prepayment.
Once upon a time, I don't know if it still is, but when we first talked about parking at CPKC Stadium, that was $50. And that seemed ridiculous also for how many games that they have. I get it's supply and demand, but holy cow. I was trying to figure out, Quentin doesn't use Uber or Lyft. And I couldn't get it done before we started this segment. I'm curious to know if anybody knows and can let us know. If you reserve an Uber or Lyft ahead of time, because you can do that on both, you can schedule it on both of those apps ahead of time. Does it take into account what might be perceived surge pricing?
Yeah, they do surge pricing.
But do they assume that? I mean, if I book an Uber right now from my house to Liberty Memorial on Friday night, does the app know now that there might be surge pricing? In other words, could you save a fortune by reserving your Uber ride now? Because that's what I'd be doing.
I mean, maybe. I would assume that they would have that factored in unless you reserved it months ago before the concert was announced.
I'm going to try while we're talking here just to see. Because I'm just curious to know, is that the way to go? Would that save you?
I also want to know, does anybody have any parking hacks? Like, what do you do? Because in most cities, what you can do is park somewhere entirely differently and then take a light rail into, like when I worked in Boston, I would park at the station I worked at. If I needed to go to TD Garden, I'd park at the station and then take the Green Line to TD Garden. In St. Louis, I would take the Metrolink from East St. Louis, the Casino Queen parking lot, over to baseball games. We have the streetcar, so I guess you can park in River Market if you wanted to get real far away from it.
And if you're willing to walk,
take the streetcar down.
Yeah, you could park. I mean, just get ready to walk. It's also First Friday on Friday, and it's going to be, you know, 85 degrees. So just be ready to. How are you willing to walk 6 blocks, 10 blocks? What are you willing to walk so that you can? And I don't know. Is there anything at T-Mobile Center on Friday night? We need to look and see what else is going on downtown. Yeah, if you have parking hacks in general for that area and you're willing to share them with us, 913-586-7798. Maybe I'll do this during the break here a little bit because I'm trying to find out. And if you drive for Uber or Lyft, how much are you expecting?
PBR is happening this weekend at bull riding.
At T-Mobile Center?
At T-Mobile Center.
Okay. Is that a big event?
It's all weekend long, so yes.
Okay. So, yeah.
From the text line, just wait for World Cup pricing. That's, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you think this is bad.
I do, and we'll be talking about it then, too. Yeah.
From the text line also, we've definitely tried to schedule ahead of time. I guess they're talking about Uber, and it gets canceled at the last minute. To incorporate surge pricing, you will be canceled.
They can do that? They can cancel your scheduled ride?
Mm-hmm.
I am shocked that that's... What's the advantage of being able to schedule it ahead of time if they can just cancel it? I could see them sending you a note saying, we are now in surge pricing. It's going to cost you more. Do you want to cancel it? But... okay, so let's say Friday, October 3rd at, what time's the show? 7? 8? Let's say we're going to dinner first.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this difficult? 6 p.m. Let's just say 6 p.m. and see what happens.
Does anybody know what the parking cost is at Crown Center?
I do not.
A couple of people have said that on the text line, and I was wondering that too. I mean, wouldn't you park there? I mean, Union Station, I guess, is a little bit closer, but Crown Center is not like on the other side of the moon or something.
Okay, it's telling me that if I were to go from my house to Liberty Memorial on Friday at 6 p.m., $25. That's about normal.
Okay.
So no, they're not accounting for that. Wow, okay. Well, if that ends up happening, that they cancel rides for people who thought to schedule it ahead of time, that's garbage.
Yeah, but if you can schedule ahead of time, it's $25. It's $25 there and $25 back.
Although you're going to pay it. Yeah, but if you can...
You're going to pay more going back. Because then
you're going with other people.
Stuff, yeah.
You're going with other people. Split the ride.
Yeah. And somebody else on the text line brought up a really good point too. That are they going to be paying their attendants more to be working?
Oh, I don't know.
Considering they're going to be making so much more money, are they going to be sharing the profits?
I doubt it. That's not generally
the American way, Texter. Yeah. I don't think that that's how it works.
In other countries, maybe that's how it works, but not.
Yeah, maybe.
We don't do law. That here.
913-586-7798. If you have any parking hacks you want to share. For people who are going to the Chapel Roan show or in general, like if you're going to an event down at Liberty Memorial, it could be 4th of July, Independence Day, stuff.
Celebration at the station, whatever.
They used to have something called Rock Fest down there. I don't know if you've heard of that. Something happened there. But yeah, if you have any parking hacks and if you're like me, do you think that $50 isn't unreasonable? Jamie thinks... It is. I think that that's what you should expect in an event like this.
If it was 30, I wouldn't balk at that, but 50 feels like a lot. But I guess, again, if you're splitting that with other people, I mean, that's the hack is you're probably not going to the show alone. One of you is driving. I don't know why you want to drive. It's going to be bananas downtown on Friday and Saturday. It's going to be crazy. Don't drive.
All right.
Don't drive it.
We're getting calls, so we'll talk to you guys coming up. Amanda is an Uber driver. She has something to say about this. And so much more. 913-586-7798. That's on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday night. It's Friday and Saturday, right? It's two shows Friday and Saturday. Chapel Roan will be at the National World War One Museum. The stage is going to be set up in the southeast lawn with the entrance at Kessler Road and Memorial Drive. Union Station put a note out saying, if you want to park in our garage, it's going to be $50 for event parking. That's about what it would cost you to go to Arrowhead. So maybe that's, I guess, maybe that's the bar that's been set for premium parking in Kansas City. That's also First Friday. There's an event at T-Mobile Center. And you're sending in your parking hacks that we can get to here in a second. My suggestion was, because we played with it on Uber's app, reserve your Uber now and pay current prices. Somebody told us on the text line that they've done that before, and because of surge pricing, they cancel it so that your driver can make more money.
You have to reschedule it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. From the text line, as far as hacks are concerned, park by a streetcar stop, a $6 garage, and I guess there's some cheaper ones. I wonder if all of the garages along the streetcar line, though, will be doing this. Not
if
as
they're
much
smart.
Union Station, but will be doing event pricing.
Because there are, that's a good question. I don't know the lots along, there are several parking lots along Broadway, right by the convention center, that do event parking, particularly when there's an event at the convention center. And I bet that those are not massive lots. There's just not, I never like to say the words, there's not a lot of parking, but there's not a ton of parking by Union Station.
Yeah.
Hence the
never
streetcar.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've gone there just on Friday nights and being unable to find parking, much less if there was a concert. My personal hack, I guess, if you call it that, because when I lived in Boston, there was never parking anywhere. So you'd have to always reserve things in advance. And if you just use apps like Park Genius and things like that, you can reserve a spot in advance. And sometimes they'll have discounts on there. Not like it'll be half off, but instead of $45, it might be $40.
Sure.
So you save some money.
Yeah. My advice, my hack is to walk. Don't be afraid to walk. Some.
Just from Overland Park. Just walk.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just
Can I say this, though, about this show? And not to besmirch Chapel Roan, she has a lot of fans out there. The theme of it is going to be Pink Pony Club, which is her big song.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of girls in cowboy hats, boots, fringe, rhinestones, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. What? What's your issue with that?
It's giving me PTSD from all of the woo girls that I had to deal with at all the country concerts I had to handle when I was doing mornings on a country station. Just rhinestones and the Daisy Dukes and the cowboy hats and my wife giving me weird looks whenever we go to concerts together, because she's like, what is this, what you're into? I'm like, no.
Some men are salivating right now hearing you talk about that and are looking for tickets to the show as we speak.
I would have to explain to my wife, this is the last thing that interests me, but you know, I'm sure it works for some guys.
Okay, so we were talking about Uber and Lyft. We were talking about hacks for parking. One person, their line just dropped. Mm. I need like 5 more seconds. 913-586-7798. All right, Amanda is an Uber driver from Lawrence and has some insight for us. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey there. So I was just going to say with the Uber, when you do reserve a ride, the best time to do it is usually on Tuesdays, because that's when Uber's slow, so the prices are cheaper. But as far as canceling, it's not Uber that cancels. It's the driver. So if we're out driving and we have a reservation for 25, but if you are on a surge of 15, then if you have already accepted that reserve ride, you wait up till the time that reserve ride comes and you cancel it, more likely it's going to go back in the regular queue. You're going to get it again, but with the surge added. So it's not necessarily Uber canceling it. It's the drivers. So therefore they get that surge.
Which I understand. I get it from a driver's point of view. You want the extra money. But from a passenger's point of view, and I often reserve Uber when I've got an early flight because I just don't want to take the chance that there aren't enough drivers available or I'm not going to make my flight on time or whatever. From a passenger's point of view, that stinks because I thought ahead of time to reserve it. It seems like it shouldn't be allowed for a driver to say, no, I accepted this ride, but now I say no.
Yeah, and it is kind of it would make more sense if it was a reserve ride and Uber said, hey, if there's a surge, there is going to be a possibility you have extra money. But at the same time, you're still going to get an Uber ride because there's so many drivers out that it's not like your reserve ride is, you know, you're not going to get a ride. You'll most likely get one. It's just going to be a higher price.
What's the window of time in which a driver can cancel the reserved ride? Like, how much notice? Do you have to give any notice?
Well, we can cancel at any time. I mean, because since we are contracted, we can cancel at any time, any ride. We get docked, not really, because they don't really do anything to you, but you get docked if you cancel it. I think with reserve rides, if it's like 24 hours, you have to cancel it before 24 hours. If it's the same day, there's like a time frame. I'm not sure how far along, but you can cancel a ride at any time.
I dislike this. Strongly.
I don't have any problem with the drivers wanting to make more money.
I don't have any pride. I totally understand. Like I said, I totally Amanda, get it. But
here's what
thanks,
I think.
Amanda.
Well, actually, I had a question.
You're just still talking to me.
So I was going to say, I wonder if people who just Uber casually and don't, you know, drive every day like her, if they look for these events and then they just go, well, I'm just going to go out and make money during surge pricing, which is also not fair to the regular drivers.
Well, that's what I would do. That's if I'm a driver, because there's an advantage to accepting a reservation for a ride. It's guaranteed money. You know that that person's probably not going to cancel their reservation, so it's guaranteed money. So it seems like you shouldn't be able to cancel it up until the last minute. And we have a bunch of phone lines ringing, so if you're trying to get in, just give Quentin a second here. Look at the calendar ahead of time, especially if it's a Friday night and somebody reserves for a Friday night. Wouldn't you assume there's going to be surge pricing on any Friday and Saturday night in Kansas City when there's any events going on? Like, just wait and see what kind of money you can get. So,
it's just like if I was going to be driving for Uber Eats, I wouldn't be doing it at 3 o'clock. I'd be doing it at 6 when people are eating dinner.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Do it when, just like Uber drivers are really good. If you talk to any of them that do the airport runs, they're very good at knowing, you know, they look at the schedule for the airport and they know what time the arrivals come in and the departures are. So they know when they should work. I mean, do a little bit of research and they tell you that if you look all that up ahead of time, you can really make some money that way. So, all right.
913-586-7798. You want to go to Mike in a little
bit? Yeah, let's go to Mike and see what Mike has to say. You have some parking advice?
Hey, yeah. When we live in Spring Hill now, but when we lived in Gladstone, we would go down and park at the downtown airport. All the parking down there is free. And then just call Uber and go right across the Broadway Bridge, right down to Power and Light, and you're there. $10.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Assuming the surge doesn't hit you.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I mean, get yourself down. You could even, if you could park somewhere that's cheaper, and then just Uber from your parking spot. Or do you have friends that live downtown somewhere? I mean, go ask if you can park at their house and Uber from there.
Apparently Crown Center is also having Oktoberfest on the 3rd and 4th.
Oh Lord.
So this is going to be a nightmare.
Lord. Okay.
And PBR and somebody else on the text line brought this up. I was thinking it too. PBR and the Pink Pony Club thing the same weekend. You're not going to find women without rhinestones, cowboy hats and Daisy Dukes.
Have
you're
fun,
gonna
boys.
Find less. Yeah.
Ugh. Have fun. Well, some people are into it.
Oh, sure.
They have boyfriends.
I'm sure they do.
We have many country stations here, so there must be a market for it.
I don't know why it bothers me.
All of this stresses me out. This idea of all this happening downtown at the same time. Oh man, I'm not leaving my house.
It's too much.
Yeah,
if you live downtown, God help you. 913-586-7798. All right, we'll take more of your calls and texts coming up. Talking about Chapel Roan being downtown for two shows this weekend. Parking is going to be a nightmare. Traffic is going to be a nightmare. What else is going to be a nightmare? 913-586-7798. Your calls and texts coming up on Midday.
It is going to be such a busy weekend in the area between River Market and Crown Center. Chapel Roan's got shows on Friday and Saturday night. T-Mobile Center's got events. We've got a big festival at Crown Center, and it's First Friday on Friday, and that's just what we know about right now.
Oh, Taylor Swift's movie is going to be at Union Station also on October 3rd because her album release is on October
3rd. It's on Friday. Yes, Targets are going to be open at midnight.
Are we just... Look, we need to feel like a big city sometimes. This is how New York
is. Big city
like
stuff.
Every weekend. This is, yeah, we need to pretend sometimes like we're the big dogs too. I don't think any city, I will say this right now. I don't think any city in the country is going to be as busy as downtown Kansas City is going to be on this weekend. And then at least, well, the Chiefs aren't playing in Kansas City and it's a Monday night game in Jacksonville. So at least there's that. That's far away.
Just wait till we have a downtown stadium.
I was going to just say that. Just thank God the Royals aren't good enough to make the playoffs this year. And we don't have a downtown stadium.
Yes. See, some of you are happy about that now.
Royals out here catching strays for no reason. Finished with two games above 500.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Hey, that's one of their best seasons, so that's pretty good.
All right, so we were talking about some of your hacks. I suggested that you reserve your ride ahead of time on Uber or Lyft. Sounds like that wasn't the best idea because they can just cancel your ride because it's going to be surge pricing. It's going to be crazy surge pricing this weekend.
Yeah, and the fact that we found out from Amanda that it's actually the drivers that cancel it so they can go back and make more money makes you feel a little bit better about it.
Then it's not Uber doing it.
It's not the Uber. Yeah, they're not, because just so they can make more money, I would rather that money go to the drivers.
Yes.
So, you know, it's not as bad.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we have, a Lyft driver on the line. Kurt. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
Yes, good afternoon, guys. Yes, I'm a Lyft driver. And I heard what you said, Jamie, and that makes sense. People have to realize is that we're taking time out of our day to waste the gas to come up to the airport or wherever we are at and pick people up to take them from point A to point B. It's very simple. And the lady that called earlier, the Uber driver, she is correct. We can cancel rides just about any time. And what you said, Jamie, is correct. They should reserve their ride if they, especially with the deal with the TSA agents. I won't go any further with that because that's just another ball of wax. And, you know, that way they have enough time to get to the airport, check their baggage, and then, you know, then they have time for their airplane leaves. And I've been doing Lyft now for probably about 2.5 years, and it's very lucrative. And I'm sure there will be a lot of Lyft drivers and Uber drivers out there to take people to the World War I Memorial. And they have been saying to either carpool or use one of the drive services. So,
Kurt, real quick, because we're up against a break here. Give me a number. How much, what percentage do you think Uber surge pricing will be or Lyft surge pricing will be Friday night?
I don't know. This depends on, all of the things that are going on. But what you said earlier, downtown will be a mess down there trying to get everybody down there. But just remember, be patient. You'll get there.
Definitely. Kurt, we got to let you go. Thanks a bunch.
Kurt, thanks for your call. Thanks for all the calls we got on that. Going to move on to unpopular opinions coming up. For instance, if you're at a concert and you're over 5'10", you shouldn't be allowed to stand up.
Oh, especially if I'm sitting behind you.
Next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.